MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. President Donald Trump on Wednesday nominated former New Mexico District 2 Congressman Steve Pierce of Hobbs to serve as the director of the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM, which falls under the Interior Department, manages about 245 million acres of public land and 700 million acres of mineral estate across the U.S. The president's nomination is heading to the Senate for approval. And a homicide investigation that began almost 4 years ago garnered some additional forensic testing last month that helped produce a murder charge against a Roswell man accused of fatally shooting another when both were teenagers. In addition to second-degree murder, Miguel Ramirez Gallegos, 22, is also charged with shooting at or from a motor vehicle and tampering with evidence for disposing of the gun he is believed to have used to kill David Gonzalez, who was 18, on December 26th of 2021 in Southwest Roswell. And the election on Tuesday brought with it changes in many communities, but some incumbents also saw a strong show of support. In Hobbs, Jonathan Sinnoh was elected as the new mayor, replacing outgoing Mayor Sam Cobb. In Roswell, Mayor Tim Jennings was elected to another term, while Eunice saw sitting Mayor Billy Hobbs ousted in favor of Dean Davis. And the mayor race was decided by two votes in the town of Tatum, where Isabella Sines defeated incumbent Marilyn Burns. In Jowl, a single vote separates incumbent Mayor Stephen Aldridge and challenger Philip Little in a race that still has not been called as of Wednesday. The Lee County seat of Lovington does not elect a mayor outright, but voters in all three contested city council positions elected the challengers over the incumbents. The three new commissioners in Lovington are Zeke Rodriguez, Christina Ramon, and Stephen Perry. In Carlsbad, where there was no mayor race on the ballot, incumbent councilmember Eddie Rodriguez defeated challenger Ivan Ramirez, and incumbent councilmember Mark Walterscheid defeated challenger Norbert Rempe. And in Lake Arthur, Armin Grotto Jr. defeated Harry Wesson for the mayor position. In Texas, all 17 constitutional amendments were approved by voters. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.